This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol reports that 43-year-old McKinleyville man Timothy Dean Good died after he was struck by a vehicle while he walked alongside North Bank Road on Friday evening. The driver, 33-year-old Blue Lake woman Dina Lara, was headed northbound on North Bank Road when her vehicle struck Good. He was taken to the hospital for treatment but later died as a result of his injuries. Good is the 30th traffic fatality in Humboldt County since the first of the year, and if that seems like a lot, it's par for the course up here. There were 27 traffic fatalities a year ago, 22 in 2015, 30 in 2014, and 28 traffic deaths in 2013. The 29th traffic fatality was confirmed on Friday when 16-year-old Anderson girl Alexis Hill was identified as the victim in a fatal single-vehicle collision on Highway 299 last week. Hill was not wearing a seatbelt when the driver of the car she was in, 18-year-old Thomas Latterwig, lost control. The sedan hit a boulder and overturned, and Hill was ejected from the car and suffered fatal injuries. The Garberville area CHP is investigating a fatal single-vehicle collision on Chemise Mountain Road south of Shelter Cove early Friday morning. A 28-year-old Whitethorn man was behind the wheel, and he died in the crash after the vehicle left the roadway and rolled some 100 feet down an embankment at about 1:30 in the morning. The victim, along with six other passengers, was not wearing a seatbelt, and he was ejected from the pickup and died at the scene. The other passengers suffered minor to moderate injuries, and impairment has not been ruled out as a contributing factor in that crash. The National Weather Service has recorded yet another high temperature for Eureka after warm weather settled in over the coast on Saturday. The mercury reached 74 degrees at Woodley Island on Saturday afternoon, easily besting the record of 70 degrees set for the day in 1970. Much cooler and seasonal temperatures are in the forecast for the rest of the week, with overnight temps to drop into the low 40s. The city of Eureka will conduct nighttime construction work at 4th and T Streets and 4th and W Streets this week, and that will mean lane closures and traffic detours. Work crews will be on site between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., weather permitting, through Thursday. Motorists can expect short delays and controlled traffic at work sites. Low-cost firewood vouchers for seniors and made available by the Humboldt Senior Resource Center will be available beginning tomorrow. The vouchers will be on sale until all are sold. For this week only, new vouchers will only be sold to households that have not used the program in 2017, and on December 5th, vouchers will be made available to all comers. The vouchers can be redeemed for one cord of wood prepared by the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program, and they are available at the Senior Resource Center. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.